Your obsession with your body began very early, didn't it?
When I was 6 years of age and I was in a ballet class, I used to go to ballet on Saturday afternoon. My mum would drop me off there at, you know, the little church hall, and I'd be dancing in the centre of the circle because I thought that I was the queen, and that all the other ballerinas in the class were my princesses in waiting dancing around me. And it took me a few classes to realise the reason I was dancing in the centre of the circle was because I wasn't asked to do the ballet exam, because I wasn't good enough. It wasn't because I was special. It was simply that I didn't measure up. And at that point, instead of blaming the piano teacher who was out of time or the shoes my mother had bought for me, I actually blamed my body and went, oh, it must be because I'm fat. Now, I wasn't a fat child. I was a tall child and probably underweight, if anything. But because I was a tall child, parents and family would always say, oh, you're a big girl, aren't you? And I would accumulate that in my mind to think, oh, well, I must be enormous. So that was the first time I actually blamed my body.
And yet that mental leap between what's going wrong in my life is because of my size, that stuck with you really into your early 30s, didn't it? What entrenched that so deeply, do you think?
Look, I think the thing is, I used to always believe that if I was, I went to an all-girls school, and if there was a conglomerate of thin, pretty girls, and they were always in the cool group, and so I always felt that to have the perfect life, you had to be thin and pretty. And I mean, I grew up in the Brady era, and I have a chapter in my book called The Carol Brady Syndrome, and I talk about the fact how I really lamented the fact that my mum was an Alice, not a Carol, and I really, really wanted the picture-perfect mother to pick me up from school with the manicured hands and the slim waist, because that's what I saw on the afternoon television at 5 o'clock every afternoon. It stayed with me through the girls' school because it was very competitive, and we would compete on body size as well. And then I think it stayed with me even further because I went into the media, and working in the media and in television, I felt an incredible pressure to be a size 8 or a size 10.
And you sort of hated thin, successfully thin, trim women, didn't you?
I was a shocker. Look, I think a lot of people have touched on the fact that we talk about in this book female competition, and they keep saying that's, you know, very much a taboo. But I think a lot of women do look at other women, and how often do you hear women go, oh, yeah, skinny bitch, or, gee, she's lost heaps of weight. Yes, yes, I hear that she's on drugs, or tearing each other down for actually, you know, imperfections in our bodies. And people will often, a lot of girls will often gloat when someone else actually gains weight as well, despite the fact that maybe that person's gained weight or lost weight because they're depressed or something really awful has happened in their life. Now, I'm not saying the people that actually make those judgments are terrible people. They're not. But I think it's a hidden thought process that does happen between women.